Mall of America. For more than 30 years, it has been a retail leader and an international destination, and it remains the largest mall in the U.S. Not to mention, it welcomes millions of guests from around the world. It's huge, but it's also so much more. In this podcast, you're going to hear the real stories of how it started and why it continues to thrive. You'll hear about challenges we faced along the way and what you can learn from them. We will feature guests and experts from all walks of life and business. And along the way, you'll laugh, learn, and maybe even change the way you look at things. So if you're a fan of the mall, a brand new visitor, an entrepreneur, or a dreamer, prepare to dive deep into so much more. This podcast is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to So Much More. I am your host, Jill Renslow, and we have a really special episode today. A lot of times we talk to business leaders, our retailers, our entertainers. Well, today I'm bringing you moms. I am so thrilled to be able to invite my friends and colleagues here at Mall of America to talk about Mother's Day. And so with us today, we have Laura Utek, who's our Director of Communications. We have Natasha Betts, who's our Attractions Manager, and Carrie Wright, who is our VP of Human Resources. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
This is going to be fun. Yeah. We get to talk about what we do and why we do it. And so let's kick this off. Laura, why don't you get us started? Talk a little bit about your role at Mall of America and what you do every day.
Yeah, so I oversee public relations and social media here at Mall of America. So we are involved in a little bit of everything, promoting all of the fantastic things that we do here. And I have a wonderful team. So very grateful to have them. And we just have fun every single day, you know, in everything that we do and sharing the great news coming out of the mall.
Great. Thank you, Laura. Natasha, how about you?
Hi, yeah. I've been with Mall of America for 20 years now, and I work in specialty attractions as a manager. Overseeing a lot of our ancillary attractions as well as helping out in Nickelodeon Universe.
Great. You get the fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
And Carrie.
Yes, I'm Carrie, and I lead the HR team here at the mall. And that encompasses everything from total rewards to payroll to recruitment, all things team member well-being and their experience while they are at work here.
So the one thing that we all have in common is that we are working moms, and that's not always easy. And so let's talk a little bit about how we balance the world of being a working mom. It's a big decision that parents have when they decide to start a family. As you know, are you going to stay home? Do you have the financial wherewithal to do that? Or do you want to continue to work? And I think a lot of it is about just the fulfillment of the human interaction, exercising our skills, and being able to just bring our best selves to the table, whether it's at work or at home. So, Natasha, get us started a little bit in this conversation about how you do it all. How are you a mom and also working professional?
Yeah, I think for me, it's really just come down to, like, routine at home, as well as the flexibility at work. I'm very fortunate at Mall of America, knowing that family is valued and knowing that I can take time away from my family without having the guilt and knowing that I still have responsibilities to take care of while working and just kind of figuring that balance out and knowing, prioritizing and knowing when I can do what. Sometimes it's 11 o'clock at night after the kids are sleeping. Sometimes it's 5 in the morning before they get up. But just fitting it all in so that I can prioritize my family as much as possible because they're why I do what I do, and they're super important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Carrie, how about you?
Yeah, I had to learn to give myself some grace. You know, it was hard, and I would love to say I have it figured out, but I don't still. I think it's important that besides giving yourself grace, that you find the balance of what works for you and your family and being able to, you know, shut down work when you need to, when you're home with them, and finding out that you need to surround yourself with a community of support, because I think that helps, and knowing that you can't do it all. So I've learned that I'm going to be perfectly imperfect.
That. You talk about community, and I think we create that community here where we have fellow moms that we can talk about our wins and our losses and our struggles and our challenges, but also our wins. We love to hear those fun stories when we come in on a Monday and share what we've done over the weekends, because most of the time the kids are involved and we love hearing those stories. So, Laura, how about you?
I think, you know, giving ourselves grace, just like you said, I think that's really important. And I think the time that you do have, really being present, you know, when you walk in the door and you get home, leaving everything else behind and being present, being there for your children, and giving them that attention and love that they deserve. You know, we have dinner at the table every single night together, and then we have bath time and we play those weekends. We cherish that time, really being present, being there together as a family, and just enjoying the time.
Yeah. And you have a little one still at home. Some
a
of
lot
us don't
of energy.
Have those little ones.
We have a lot of energy, 2.5-year-old boy. So as you guys are aware, a little ball of energy. We're going through that temper tantrum phase, as we all know so well. So dealing with that. But he's just the sweetest little guy, too. Those snuggles. When you can get the snuggles, you just embrace them.
Love hearing your stories every week. It's so much fun to relive that, because I'm now out of that phase. I have young adults in my household. Well, one almost out of my household, so a graduating senior, so an 18-year-old daughter and a 19, almost 20-year-old son. So we're on a very different phase, nearing that empty nester phase, which is a little nerve-wracking at the same time, but exciting to just kind of see what that phase looks like for all of us and our family. So,
how have you managed it, Jill? I mean, you've had to deal with that being an executive. I mean, that's a lot to handle on your side, too.
It is a lot. And you guys have used a lot of those key words that I look at, you know, having grace, making sure there's priorities and balance. But I think it depends on the season, it depends on the priorities in life. Sometimes work has opportunities, and my family understands that, and I have to shift focus in the workspace. But then, you know, there's other times where I will never miss anything with my family, whether it's one of my kids' sports or an event, whatever that might be, or aging parents that need us. It's a variety of different things that are needed in our lives, that and family always is a priority. And I appreciate you saying that, Natasha, that our culture has been able to establish that. And that comes from our ownership, and that family is the priority. So it's just balancing each season in life and throughout the years, but always making sure family's a priority.
So I always love hearing you say that, too. I'm not going to miss this game. I'm not going to miss, you know, and it really, I think that shows all of us, too, you know, that we need to make our family a priority as well.
But it's
Yeah,
it makes us who we are here. I mean, we're more than just, you know, MOA. We're more than just a mom, and we're more, you know, we're a family member, we're caregivers, and, you know, we lead teams. So it's important that they, you know, everyone understands that what's important to us, and we do a good job of that.
Absolutely. And some of our team members don't have families, but we need to show that whatever that is in life, that's a personal need, that those need to take priorities, because those are sometimes moments in time that you can't get back, whereas work will always be there tomorrow. Your inbox will continue to fill up, and those calls can always get returned. So I love that. Tasha, tell us about your family dynamics.
Yeah, so I, you guys had mentioned having kids in different stages. I feel like I'm kind of covering all of that right now. I have an 18-year-old in college, 17-year-old in high school, a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and just the different needs for all of them. It's pretty chaotic, but it's hard to, like, turn on the college mom hat and then also, like, pick up your toys. So, but it's, you know, it's fun. Every day is different, similar to working. Every day is different. You always find something new and exciting, and they're always doing something to keep me on my toes and honestly put a smile on my face and keep me laughing. So, it's exciting. My 4-year-old is very excited about mommy's work. She doesn't know the name Mall of America. It's always mommy's work. I want to go to mommy's work. Can we go tomorrow? Can we go another day? And so that type of energy from her really keeps me going, too, and helps me realize how special this place is in everyone else's eyes as well. Like, if we're not here every single day, you know, people that aren't here every single day, it's a special place. And it's something that a lot of kids really, you know, are super excited about, families, adults too. So that kind of keeps me going too. So
that's great. I don't know how you do it. Having little ones
that's
and
busy.
Adults,
yeah,
those are
busy.
Different phases
very
to
busy.
Balance.
Yeah.
And Carrie, how about you?
Yes. So I have I have two sons. The oldest is 26 and the youngest is 20, and they have flown the nest. Though, do they really ever fly the nest? Because I feel like I'm pretty hard, and I know they're going to be listening. So that goes out to you, Seth and Jack. And so, you know, I've gone through the gamut, and I think that I appreciate you know, when I would say employers started to really look at what flexibility meant to employees. And, you know, because when I first started having a family, there wasn't that luxury or that ability to be able to perhaps work remotely or be able to take additional time off. The time was the time. And so you made those moments count. And then, you know, I was a road warrior for a long time. So I was always traveling. And, you know, there was a lot of windshield time, I think, having the kids and thinking, am I doing the right thing, right? When you kind of travel and then you're like, nope, I'm going to show them that you really can do it all with the right mindset. So now we're in the empty nester phase. It's super fun. I've learned all my negotiation skills from my 20-year-old. So yeah, who needs training when you have children? So, but it's good. I love being able to be in the new phase because you get to be a friend, and you go from picking up your toys to, you know, well, I don't know, what do you think about that decision, and trying to let them self-discover. So
I've definitely noticed the conversation, how it's changed as they've gotten older, and we're getting smarter as they get older. It's fantastic.
Are we? Yes.
I'm curious.
We're a little more clever. We're a little more clever, I think.
What is the empty nester? What does that even feel like? When the youngest one left, like, what was that feeling? Probably hard at first.
I'm listening very better. Closely,
I'm just curious. Listen. You know, I think as families, we teach our children to go and fly. And then you're like, no, don't fly.
Just kidding.
Come back.
Please.
Here forever. Yeah. And then, so when they leave, it was hard.
Yeah.
I can still feel the moment. Like, I still feel it in my bones because you're like, it's your heart walking around on legs.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't see them every day, which is hard. And they're out adulting, which is also hard. But then, you know, so then you get into a new rhythm. That makes sense? Like a new rhythm of you look across the table and you're like, okay, now what? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have to fix dinner for everybody?
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, okay. Or, oh, we don't have to go to traveling basketball? Mm-hmm. So it's different.
I'm going to be calling you often.
Yeah. How are you feeling about
it? No, I'm excited. I mean, when you get a chance to see your kids follow their dreams and it's not us as parents filling their schedules with things we want them to try, but now they've selected where they want to go. It's super rewarding. And so I think that I'm excited, but it's a little anxious too, not knowing what it's going to be like. It's been interesting having our son at college because we've been just like smothering our daughter with so much time. So I think, you know, it's finding just the new path. It's going to be great and just excited to see them fly. Come back once in a while, but
I just hope my little guy doesn't move too far. It's like, don't move too far.
You got plenty
of
years.
I got plenty of time, but even just the thought of if he moves like super far away.
Mine are in Texas.
I know, yours are far.
Good. Well, we work at a very unique venue where a lot of people come and celebrate a lot of family time together. All of us have had those opportunities to create our traditions or our fun moments with our family. So I would love to share a little bit of those moments because Mother's Day is right around the corner. It is a great holiday to spend that special time with your loved ones. But sometimes moms like to have their time away as well. So we have opportunities for that. But would love to hear some of your favorite stories, fun memories, or traditions that you have with your families here. And it doesn't have to be on Mother's Day. It could be a different time of year. But who'd like to go first?
I took my little guy, in particular here at Mall of America, to Sea Life, and we had the best time. And I would love to come back on Mother's Day too, because he just loved it. For me, it's more about the experiences than about gifts. Like, I'm not a big gift person. So that's what I think is so great about the mall, is having all those different opportunities for experiences. And it was so fun watching him walking through Sea Life and, you know, the touch and feel experiences. And then the big clownfish tank, he loves Finding Nemo. So going in there and looking around and seeing all the Nemos and Dories is just so fun. So to me, it's those experiences. Then we went on a couple rides at Nickelodeon, and the Bubble Guppies ride, we learned that it's not for big people. I'm almost 5'10". My husband is 6'4", and we were seeing families of four get on this ride. We're like, oh, we can get on it. It's no big deal. This will be fine. And that was we were the most squished people. Pretty tight conditions. But for me, Mother's Day is all about the experiences and being together as a family and creating those memories and having those special times. And I think the mall is such a great place for that as well.
It is. Yeah. Tasha, how about you?
Yeah. We tend to spend birthdays here, so it's always a dinner and some experience somewhere for all the kids' birthdays. They've always just historically chosen to come here, and we've just kind of picked a different restaurant each time. One specific memory, not related to birthdays or Mother's Day, but my son has special needs, and his classroom was out here for a field trip, and my crazy, chaotic mother's mind forgot that they were even going to be here. And I'm walking on my break, and I'm like, oh, look at that kid. He's got the same wheelchair as my son. I was like, wait a second. That's him. Like, I ran into them, just happened to run into them at the time that they were here and the space that they were. And so it was really fun to see him, spend some time with him while he was here on his field trip. But just those types of moments where I'm like, I get to mix both, you know, mom and work. So that was super fun.
We do have a pretty fun place to work.
Yes,
so the kids think we're pretty cool.
Even as they get older.
I know. They do. I feel like it kind of comes full circle. Yeah. It's fun when they're young and then they kind of go through the phases. But Carrie, how about you? Any fun memories or traditions?
Yes. You know, we enjoy the holidays in our family. And so my boys and us loved Skate the Star. And so they got me on skates. So that was, you do things for your children, right? So, but it was fun because, you know, they got to skate, we got to hang out, and then we love the mall. And so we shop and we eat. And so, you know, we get to, as they got older, we go to the comedy shows now. You know, they ride rides still, I think, once a kid at heart, always a kid at heart. And so their favorite's the log chute. And it's because Baby Jack, the 20-year-old, yes, I call him Baby Jack, he loves to get wet. So anywho, that's a story.
I love it. The strategy is to put him in the right spot so he's the one that gets wet and you don't.
Right in the front.
That's fantastic. There's been so many fun memories for our family over the years. I mean, literally, my kids have grown up here because I had both of them while I was working here. And so it's been fun to just see the different things that they've enjoyed. But we traditionally, so many fun things around the holidays. I love to come with my daughter. We have our shopping trips, and we can literally spend 6 hours out here and enjoy lunch and just shop and have fun. But I would say some of the most memorable are community activations, because we always encourage our team members to bring their families, to volunteer, to give back to the community. And so it's been very fun to bring my kids along for that experience, because we do so many things here to give back. And so it's fun to have them enjoy that as well. So yeah. I think it's super fun. So you talked a little bit about, I think it was Natasha or Carrie, about, you know, showing your kids a good example or being the best that you can be. And I think that's a lot of the momentum and kind of the inspiration that we have to continue to do what we love and to be able to expose our kids to that, because I think that's a good role model as a mom if we choose to continue to work. And so what would you guys say with regards to that notion of being a good role model and making sure you have that sense of empowerment and doing good and working hard and showing up for yourself? Where does that play in your motherhood and your examples as you set for your kids? Carrie, you want to continue on that?
I think back and as you reflect on the things you did well and things maybe you would have done differently, but I think that the one thing that if the kids were here today, they would say that, you know, I always took the path less traveled, let's just say. It's always a complicated path. And no matter the cards and how they were stacked up against you, you know, I taught them to persevere, you know, to be able to, if you want to accomplish something, go do it. And that it takes, you know, some skills in order to achieve what you want, but you can do that. And be happy, as cliche as that sounds, but happiness matters. Being kind and compassionate humans matter. And I think them being able to see the things that we do as moms and all the multitasking that goes into our roles, not only at home, but also in the community that we're living in and that we're actively participating in, to our work life, they see the whole gamut. And they were just talking about that the other day. So it was good to hear.
I like that. I like that. It's important for them to know that everybody has to chip in to make things move forward. You know, it's mom's busy and she doesn't sit around waiting for things to do for you to bring her tasks and projects. It's like be able to everybody to chip in to make the family work. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
Exactly. Natasha, how about you?
Yeah, I think I would say, yeah, my 18-year-old, she's really kind of starting to see what it's like to be an adult, so to speak. And I think she's looked back and shown a lot of appreciation within the last few months of just like, how do you do it all, mom? And what do you, you know? So I think just leading by example and just helping her remember that family is always going to be here for you. And, you know, you may fall, you may make the wrong turn, you might make a bad decision, but we're always going to be here for you. And just helping her know that that support is there. And I want her to follow her own path, similar to what you said. Yeah. You know, just like, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do all of the things that society says you need to do. Follow your own path and we'll be here to support you and push you along the way. So I think it's just really helping her become herself and being able to find who she is and wanting to do what she wants to do, but knowing that we're here to help and support as needed. Because I think that will empower her to just feel like, okay, at least I know I have my family, but I can try these different things. So yeah, just looking forward to seeing what else she does.
Absolutely. And Laura, you still have a little one. But
he's
still
a little one. He's got a 2.5-year-old. But, you know, we are working on manners. So that is please and thank yous and, you know, things like not spitting or hitting, you know, just kind of those basic things. So, but really just focus on trying to be a positive role model, showing him the way, showing, and I always try to say very, especially when he's going to bed at night, saying, you know, you can do anything you try hard to do. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. Like just that constant positive messaging and positive reinforcement. So that's just ingrained in his head. So he does always feel like his mom is proud of him and believes in him no matter what he does. And so just knowing that they have that support. We're working on chores as well. He fills the dog
chore
food.
Chart.
The chore chart. So working on some
Gold
of those
stars.
Fun things. Yeah, exactly. And even with my parents, they were the same exact way for me. I started my career working in news, very competitive, challenging career. And they, even though they knew I'd have to move away and how challenging it was and stressful and working holidays and nights and weekends and all of that, they still pushed me to pursue my dreams and goals. And, you know, I want to do that for my son too, and just know that I believe in him.
So the newest member of this crew that's become a mom, any advice, Laura, that you have for new moms or as they're thinking about that journey of whether to continue to work or not, any advice that you have?
Being patient with yourself, you know, you guys said giving yourself grace. I think that's so important, you know, and not, I think we all at some point have felt that mom guilt, you know, and you feel it when you see your kid crying and you're going to work and it's just like, it can be gut-wrenching sometimes, but just knowing that it's okay, and it's okay to take care of yourself, and you're also being a role model for your child, too, and you're still taking care of your child with what you're doing and coming here to work. So, you know, both my parents worked. My mom was home with me growing up, but, you know, watching my dad, he had a very, you know, he worked a lot of hours, but I never felt like he wasn't there. You know, I never think back and say, oh, well, he wasn't there at this or that. You know, I still always felt like he was always there, never missed anything. So, and I think that's going to be the same way with my son. So as long as we're present and cherish that time that we have, I think that's important.
That's great. Natasha, do you have a favorite tradition on Mother's Day that you look forward to, or is there an annual gift or experience that you guys
not so much gift. Gift, not store-bought. I always love the Mother's Day, the handmade stuff. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a school thing or a card, handmade card or anything like that, I love that stuff. And I hang on to it as long as I can and put it in frames or whatever. But yeah, that stuff always just melts my heart.
Love it. Carrie, any traditions that you're looking forward to for Mother's Day?
You know...
Or giving your family hints right now.
Right? Is this thing on? You know, really for me, I agree with you. I was never a big... gift person for Mother's Day. I wanted the experience with my children. And as I've gotten older, I'm the same way. So a text or a phone call. But I do remember one time my most favorite gift was from my oldest, and he took 100 cutout hearts of all different colors and wrote, "I love you," and the reasons he loved me, and put them in the vase. I know.
Do you still have,
I have
those 100
hearts? Yep, I have it. And I have all the schoolwork too.
Yep, from that.
You know, when my son gets older, what I want is those handmade coupon books where it's like, you know, free chores,
take out the garbage, make my bed.
That's what I want. I want the coupon, the handmade coupon book.
I can pretty much guarantee it's coming as soon as he can.
As long as, you know, you can redeem
them.
Yes.
How about you, Jill?
I would have to say I love that day just to spend with family. We have the tradition of, first and foremost, spending time with my mom, and we usually do brunch or something with her earlier in the day, and then I'm still there with my family, and I have four sisters, so we're all moms, and so we celebrate together, and we always make the guys and the kids take care of us and either grill out. Usually we don't go out to dinner. We usually grill out or do something at home. Once in a while, I'll go out to brunch and things, but it's just spending that day. It's not about the gifts, although my family has a tradition of giving me a spa gift card. I do appreciate that because then I get a chance to spend the day with my family, but then I also get a day or a few hours to myself to just relax and be pampered. So I do like that tradition.
Oh, I do like that.
Yes.
Yes. Seth and Jack, take note.
I love it. Well, believe it or not, that is our time. It goes so fast as we're talking about this. But what's great about Mother's Day is everybody finds different ways to celebrate. But the Mall of America has amazing opportunities, whether you're looking to shop, dine, play. Crayola is offering free admission for moms on the 13th and 14th as long as they purchase a kid's ticket. So that's really fun for moms to enjoy. But we also have a special Mother's Day sweepstakes this year. So moms and families can go on our website and register for the sweepstakes, and you get a $100 Loft gift card, $100 Cantina Laredo, one of my favorite restaurants.
Mine too.
$500 at Goriana.
Ooh.
So you can register to win all the way up through Mother's Day weekend. So lots of fun things, so many special experiences at Mall of America to enjoy. And actually, I have to correct those dates. For Crayola, it was May 11th and 12th. I was a little ahead of myself. So,
excited.
It's always that mid-May time frame. But that's going to do it for today's episode of So Much More. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Enjoy, and kids and dads and other family members, spoil your moms. They deserve it. So with that, it's going to do it for today's episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of So Much More. If you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you find your favorites, including Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. And you can also watch a video cast on YouTube. Go to podcast.mallofamerica.com to leave a review, ask a question, or give us an idea for the show. Until next time, thanks for listening. So Much More is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau, the official destination marketing organization for the city of Bloomington, Minnesota. Before your next trip to Mall of America, visit bloomingtonmn.org for answers to all your travel questions, deals and packages for hotel stays, and so much more.